Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. You're on with all of your hosts tonight. Gio in Atlanta, Glenn in Queens, in Jamaica, Queens, New York, Henrietta in Chicago, and Jerry will be joining us very soon. I should say later on in the show. But good evening to everyone, and we're so glad that you're listening in. And we have a wonderful conversation tonight, something that we think will make your holiday nice and peaceful. We're going to talk about positive conversations for the holidays. You know, holiday time is, you know, sometimes we save our conversations for the holidays because we see people we haven't seen in a long time and we want to get their opinions on different things, different issues and whatever. But we are going to give you some suggestions tonight to keep your holiday night peaceful and calm. Takesha is somewhere also. Not sure where she is, but she may call in and check in with us. So, as we always begin, we begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit.
Yes, Takesha's in Jamaica, West Indies.
Okay.
The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We seek for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. December 4th, 2011. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Back to you.
Thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome.
So how's everybody doing tonight? Gio, Glenn, how are you all?
Doing great. Doing great. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to have our listeners on the show this evening. Glenn?
I am doing great as well. It's always a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to this month's conversation and conversations that we continue to support each other in.
Okay, me too. I am too. Today was like, it's like the beginning of a holiday when you go to church. Everything is, you know, Christmassy and the poinsettias are out and everybody's got on red and, you know, it's like the beginning. The beginning. And I was sharing with Jill earlier about this lesson that I actually shared on my program on Transformative Talk this morning on Blog Talk at 7 Central Time. I'll put that little plug in real fast. But it was the same story that was told in church today, and it was this, and it connects to our topic tonight, because it was a story about Mary and Joseph, and really about Joseph, you know, this engagement that was to be, and then he finds out that his fiance is pregnant. And, you know, what you do when you're in a situation like that, you know. But I've noticed that a lot of times what we do is we discuss those things with other people. You know, when we find ourselves in situations, we discuss those situations with other people right away. And then after we've, you know, gotten frustrated because of all the feedback that we receive from everybody else, then we'll go within and try to figure out what we should do. When sometimes if we do that in the beginning, you know, but tonight's topic is kind of like that. You know, there's been a lot going on in the news. There's a lot of things that we can disagree with or agree with. And the people that we see over the holiday might be those people that we love having discussions with. So tonight we want to share with you just some of the things that we think might help your holiday be peaceful. Some nice, calm kind of conversations. And maybe share some do's and don'ts. You know, maybe you should talk about this, and maybe you shouldn't talk about that, you know. So I'll just kind of ask if anybody is online and you want to share, you have something to contribute, make sure you push the number one button on your phone, and it will raise your hand for us, and we'll know that you want to be a part of this, you know, this sharing. Is there anyone out there right now that wants to share?
Well, we have a couple of people online. Again, press one if you would like to share. I would like to start off first, if that's okay with you, Henrietta.
That's fine with me.
I know one thing that we were discussing prior to the show was the fact in regards to the conversation, you know, we keep hearing about the economy and the we keep hearing about the economy and a recession. And I noticed that the conversation in regards to the recession has lightened up a little bit. But we were talking about how in order to continue to be on a positive note, to not or try not to say to yourself that there is or you're going through a recession. Always try to keep it upbeat, because in your world, I understand there are a lot of people out there that are not working, and you have to remember that positive energy, the law of attraction. So in your world, if you keep saying there's a recession and I can't afford this, I can't afford that, I can't get this for my gift, I get gifts for my kids, etc., then of course that's what will happen. So you just never know. You might, if you continue to be in a positive mode of conversation and remind yourself that, okay, I'm not in a recession. I am not in a recession. Kind of like make it a mantra. You just never know. Doors and windows of opportunity could open up in regards to, you never know, the person down the street might be able to donate the toys, or you might find resources that you didn't know existed in your community to help you with food and things of that nature. So just keeping it light and on a positive note, which I understand can be very difficult in a lot of areas in regards to, especially if you don't have a job. But even if you don't have a job, keeping your mindset in a positive manner. Back to you, Henrietta.
Yes, that's interesting. I mean, that's a really, really, really good point. It's to keep your mind at a level of positiveness. You know, just like know that you are going to have the best holiday ever. Just know it. Just trust it. You know, Glenn is always saying, trust the space. No, trust that this is going to be the best holiday ever. And one of the conversations that you can have is about how good it's going to be. you know, how good it's going to be, what you're going to do, who you're going to visit, if you're not going anywhere, just what will you do in your house? You know, some people may stay in and just clean house. You know, they may organize everything. There's so many just wonderful things that you can do that don't cost money if you don't want to be in that money conversation. You know, reorganize your file cabinets. Put on the Christmas music station and dance, you know. Put on the oldie station. But and I know in Chicago, Christmas is the best time for Dusties. And, you know, you can hear all of the good music while you're around the house, you know. And there's some deal about what you said about just knowing that things will occur. You know, when you trust, you can go in your closet and find the best outfit that's been there all the time. You know, you just haven't paid attention to it. Or you have, you know, and so just trust that everything that you need is right in your house, even gifts, things that you might want to give, things that you might want to share, things that you had that you don't use, or you know somebody else wants it or could use it, you know, that's a nice conversation to even call somebody and ask. Is there anything of mine that you really want? You know, I just decided to re-gift. You know, that's what you call re-gifting, is a gift that's been given to you, whether you pay for it or not, you know, that you can take it and give to someone else. And sometimes you might just call somebody and say, you know, I'm not spending money on Christmas this year. It's something that I have that I want. That you admire or whatever, and then you still get to say yes or no whether you give it to them. But it could be something, you know, they may ask you for a book that you read 10 years ago, but it's still on your shelf, you know. So what about you, Glenn?
Well, you know, I was listening to what Jill said, and I was very touched by it. I remember a conversation by a group called B&I, and their mantra was, and they had a little button, and it says, I refuse to participate with the recession.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
so,
what we think.
I really get it. I really get that that it's about saying how it's going to go, and it's about what you are going to invent for yourself, create for yourself, as a positive outlook. And so the thing that I want to say about this time, and it's partly about the, in line with the Kwanzaa, is that this time is about family. This time is about sharing. This time is about participating, and it doesn't have to be a commercially. It's not about necessarily the gifts. You know, maybe it's making that special meal and sharing it. Maybe it's, you know, going across the street and giving your neighbor a piece of pie, a homemade pie, or some, you know, part of your sweet potato casserole, and just really being neighborly and looking for the opportunity to create and invent yourself, that it's not all about this whole fluff. That maybe what's missing is us being in touch with each other. You know, what would that be like? What's the possibility of that? So that's what where I'm at in this moment. Back to you.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I really like that. You know, I think about some knock down, drag out conversations we've had in my family about education. Usually it was about education. I have a lot of educators in my family. And, oh, my God. And I remember before I became an educator, I used to sit and think, oh, God, can't they talk about something else? You know, like, why do we always have to hear about this? You know, but that's what was important to them, and it was really the only time that they really got to discuss it with each other, you know, was at a holiday because nobody just had time to do it. But I think about, like, what are some of the things that you would suggest, and I mean you, Gia, you, Glenn, would suggest that people don't talk about at the holiday dinner table, you know, and this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. And we're talking about do conversations and don't conversations. So we do want to talk about sharing. We do want to talk about other ways to give, you know, non-traditional ways, giving things, you know, that you have, you know, re-gifting or something like that. That's a good conversation to have. What's a not-so-good conversation?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Hey, sir. Hey, how you
doing? Hey, Jerry.
Hi.
Welcome back.
I'm here to talk. Thank you. You know, I have three special crystals that I picked for tonight that will fit very, you know, for the show. And if you're ready, I'm ready to give it.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. The first one that I pick is Kumba, means creativity. To do away as much as we can is the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. The second one is Kucha Shakalia. It means self-determination, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and to speak to ourselves. And then and the last one is Nia. It means purpose, to make our collective vocation and development of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness.
Thank you, Jerry.
Welcome.
Henrietta, to go back to your question in regards to conversations not to have, it's as soon as you said it, I thought it's really individually based. You may have conversations that you have to bring up with family members since this is a time when family comes together. You may have conversations that you might have to have with a family member that you've been holding in all year long or something of that nature. And this might be the perfect time to bring it up. So I feel that in that essence, it's more of an individual basis. And it's something that as long as your spirit tells you that you should bring up certain conversations that are maybe sensitive, then you do it. I think this is more in alignment with listening to what your spirit is telling you. And because I could easily say, well, don't bring up that, you know, I don't know, that adoption you might want to have, because your spouse or your partner is in agreement with it, what have you. We could bring up suggestions, but it is an individual basis. And so the way I would answer that would be listen to your spirit this holiday season, and whatever your spirit is telling you, go with that. If your spirit is saying this isn't a good time, don't force it. Don't bring it up. Back to you, Henrietta.
Yeah, and I know. Yeah. And this for me, Jerry, I know for me,
like during the holidays, what I would try to do, the ones that I haven't seen for a long time, especially my mother is sickly now because I'm back, and I always try to reach out for myself to the ones who are less fortunate. Because, you know, it's always easy to say, I don't have it. But I know for me and God, I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed. I bless a lot. And he had granted me everything that I always wanted. And it's up to me, the gift that God had granted me, that to pass on to others. And I know for me, it gave me a great appreciation and a greater joy because I'm making somebody else happy. It doesn't make no sense to have these gifts and I'm holding on to myself and I'm not sharing it for others. So I always take the time seriously, especially this tough year, especially the holidays, the way how the economy is and the way how people go past. You know, I'm trying to wherever I get to in God's divine purpose to pass on to others. And my goal will go on just that it's about the spirit. And when you have that genuine spirit, it definitely flows to other people. And that, you know, that's what my main focus on. And so that's what JT is doing. So back at you, my sister Henrietta.
Have you ever experienced, have you ever had that experience where you just said, this ain't a good conversation for Christmas or Kwanzaa or whatever. This is just not a time for that. Have you ever had that experience?
I've had that experience, and It was more based because of what I believe my personality to be. It was more of just kind of, I guess, more of a passive aggressive, if you really want to say. But it was more just a keep the peace. So you feel like you just keep even though the conversation needs to be presented. It was more of, oh, it's the holidays. You're supposed to be happy. Let's just keep the peace. But I was, you know, I wasn't. Having peace within. And so what I did was for that, during that holiday season, I journaled, but it was a conversation that eventually occurred. And of course I felt better, but I did have, you know, this period of, should I say something? Should I not say something? And I didn't, only because I felt like it was time to keep the peace and, you know, you get all caught up in the holidays. But in my world, I was kind of just caught up in, the holidays and not really caught up with me in regards to making myself feel better. But like I said on one show, it's important to be positively selfish. And I'm learning on this journey, learning more and more about that. So, and it was uncomfortable, you know. It was uncomfortable, but it was done. Back to you, Henrietta.
Henrietta, this is Glenn.
Okay.
I want to say that comes upon, you know, this conversation of what to talk about and what not to talk about. Certainly is interesting and it is a very personal conversation. But the thing that we talk about at the International Black Summit all year long is focus on what it is that you want to create. Don't focus and dwell on the negative, as Jill just was pointing to. You know, if there's something that you want to have happen in your, with your family or in the dialogue, then focus that conversation on what it is that you want to have happen, not what didn't happen, what should have happened, what you want to happen, what ain't going to happen. Focus and get clear what it is that you do want to happen and speak to that. Because it's really, life is about the intentionality that you bring to the conversation. And if things aren't working out, then bring some intention to have it work out. If this is the first time that you're going to be in the holiday spirit without a key family member, then that family member is not going to be there. But what can you do is appreciate the family members who are there. You know, so it really is an opportunity for us to look and to do some soul searching for ourselves and to see what it is. You know, holidays bring up a lot of emotion, and be it good emotion, be it bad emotion, be it upset, be it grief, be it reminiscing for the good old days. But inside of that, what is it in this moment that you want to generate and create for yourself? You know, one of the things that that we talk about and look at in some work that I'm doing with Byron and Orin, we look at how do you manifest your intentions? And manifesting your intentions is around you being clear what it is that you want to intend, and then having clear thoughts consistent with that manifestation. And then the third part of the tripod effect is allowing the universe to provide you with opportunities to support that intention. So what we're talking about is really some passive but also some active thinking and being that will have us manifest the things that we want to have in life. And see, you know, Jerry spoke to how good life is. And I must agree, life is marvelous. Life is wonderful. And, you know, even though it's a cliche, I got to tell you, the cup is either half full or it's half empty. And so it's like, what are you going to take? Who are you going to be about it? What are you going to invent and create for your intention for these holidays and the year 2012? Because 2012 is right around the corner. And so we've got a possibility, an opportunity to have it be the best year ever. Yes, the conversation is about recession, about the economy, but we are the masters of our ship. And I assert, and if we intend and focus that intention and focus those thoughts and then look for the opportunities that the universe is going to present to us, we can have it all. We truly can have it all. Back to you, Henrietta.
I would like to add also, Henrietta and Glenn, in regards to what Glenn just said, the importance of trusting the space. And I noticed that as I'm speaking, I am looking at having conversations with others. But the biggest thing that's going on with me in the last couple of months is really just having conversations with myself. And I think it's important that during the holiday season, not only, trust the space in regards to if you're having outside conversations, but also remember that you are your own best friend, and it's important to have conversations with yourself and in regards to, of course, like what Glenn said, in regards to your intentions and things of that nature, and also in regards to what you want to create. How do you want this conversation to go? And have conversations just in regards to where do you want to be in life. What are you feeling right now? Be with what is. Just everything. Really focus on you. Or I focus on me as an individual, and I'm learning how to really just trust the space that I'm in, whether I'm with myself or if I'm with others. Back to you, Henrietta.
That's really good. I mean, like all of those are such wonderful suggestions. Having conversations with yourself. And being comfortable you know, like really being comfortable about it, being intentional about intentional about your intentions, you know. And I liked also what you said, Glenn, about being having clear thoughts, getting clear, you know, having clarity, and then having clear thoughts after the clarity, you know, because that is the challenge. The challenge is, yeah, you know, we can clear each other. And then when we walk away from each other, are our thoughts clear? You know, and how do we keep them clear? You know, we talk about all the time denials and affirmations. We deny those false beliefs or those thoughts that come up that are not the truth of who we are. And we affirm the truth of who we are. So that's how we kind of keep clear thoughts and clarity. So that's, you know, those are good exercises to do before we go to holiday dinners, you know. Make sure we're clear about what we believe and what we don't believe, and really look for good conversations to have, you know. Like I remember, I guess it's been about a month ago, I went to a party, and it was one of those parties that the same group of ladies, we get together every year. And so I thought of this topic that I thought I would go out to everybody at the party. I didn't know anything about the topic, but I heard about it the day of the party. And so when I get there, you know, we're talking about different things. And so I said, well, what do you all think about this? And it was about Tyler Perry hiring Kim Kardashian for his new movie. That's what. I had just heard about it. Didn't know any of the details. And when I threw it out, everybody just stopped talking like, what? You know, like, nobody knew about it, including me. Nobody had even heard it. You know, it just wasn't something that was important to the group. But it was, you know, it was funny because then one person just said, who cares? You know, who cares about it like that? And we just kind of went right on back to the other conversation or to the next conversation, you know. So, you know, like sometimes you bring things up, people really don't care about them. You know, you bring things up and other people don't care about them. And then other times, you know, like the year President Obama asked us to talk about racism. You remember that year?
Mm-hmm.
He asked everybody. He said, over your dinner tables, over your whatever, talk about racism and how you fit into it. Well, he didn't say that. Saying, you know, how do you fit in? Is it something that you've experienced? Is this something that you are, you know, actively involved in or whatever? So there are those, you know, there are those conversations also. I would sometimes say don't talk about, if I was to do a don't, it would probably be about religion. Even though these are religious holidays, I think that's a conversation to kind of stay away from.
Okay.
You know, it's a religion conversation.
If you have a TV on in the background, we please ask that you mute your phone. Thank you. Back to you, Glenn.
You know, I was going to say, well, let me just read the purpose of the International Black Summit, because I think that kind of hits the point. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community in the world. So there really is an opportunity for us to be inside of our vision. And if we don't know what that vision is, use this time get clear what it is that you want to do. You know, what is it that you see for yourself? What's possible? what's available? You know, what are the, some of the things that you want to work on? You know, what are the things that you're up to having happen? You know, Jerry and I talk all the time about politics and the political infrastructure and what's going on. And when, and we had all of November. Was it November or October? I'm losing track of things. I think it was October, where we talked about, you know, the Obama presidency, President Obama's presidency.
Yeah, and, that was October.
And so, you know, it's like, and what we came away with was, well, let me share what I came away with. So what I came away with is that I didn't understand and know all of the facts. And I would consider myself pretty informed. But the thing about it was that there's information out there, and then what are you going to do with it? How are you going to take action? You know, what am I going to do to impact that political conversation? The politicians aren't doing what I would like. Am I on the phone writing them letters, calling them up and saying, hey, guys, look, this is not working for me. I'm a constituent here. I'm a voter, and I don't like what's going on, and you're not supporting what I'm up to. Mm-hmm. So our own version of Occupy Wall Street is maybe sending a letter, maybe, you know, phoning their campaign office and saying, look, here's what's happening. I'm not in agreement, you know, or I want this to happen or something. But it's like we have to take accountability on an individual level and not wait for other people to do the work for us. So, you know, again, that kind of ties into the purpose for me of the International Black Summit, to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision in the black community and the world. Back to you, Henrietta.
You know, Glenn, I really like that, because I just had a thought of having a summit share. Not a planned summit share, but sharing your vision. That's more of what I'm thinking. Sharing your vision at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
See, sharing our visions at the dinner table, because it's like a summit share, because when you share your vision, whoever, there's somebody in your space who can support you in it, or vice versa. You can support them in theirs. So that would be a good conversation to have. What is your vision for yourself for 2012? And how do you plan, how do you intend to manifest it? That would be a great conversation, because it would benefit each person who shared their vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would benefit each person. I like that.
And what came up for me, Henrietta, after you said that, is, as far as creating vision boards, that's an activity that a family families could do together. You could do it with your children. You do it with your husband or what have you, your partner. So it's like, I think that that's an excellent idea in regards to discussions to bring up over the holidays. And I had a question, Henrietta. You didn't really elaborate. Why would you say religion, not to bring up religion?
I probably because it takes you to what it takes you sometimes to right and wrong. Who's right and who's wrong? Or what, you know, spirituality is different. That's a different conversation, you know. And and I would even say it's a safer conversation, you know. But religion, because there's so many different religions, there's so many different religious beliefs. And I know when I go to parties or events or things where a lot of people from different religions are there, that's not something we talk about. I mean, look at the International Black Summit. I know one year, the year we were in New Orleans, there were 27 different religions or denominations represented on one day. That was just one day. And it was the last day. A lot of people left by then. So to talk about religion, I think, and we never, at the summit, I've never discussed religion other than that particular day. But it was simply a question I was asking each person, you know, like, how do you pray? What's your form of prayer? Just because that's what we were doing that particular day. But it wasn't like, what is your religion? What do you believe? You know, so-and-so. It wasn't like that. So I kind of think to talk about religion might cause confusion. I guess that's really what I was thinking. Debates and things on who's right and who's wrong. And so I guess I was trying to stay away from that.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why I said it. Yep. But I like that intention, the vision. And I like doing the vision board, because what I thought about after you said that, Jill, was we could actually, you know, we do like three, four sides of a family, okay? Of families, extended families and things like that. And if when we call people or people call to find out what to bring, we could say that, you know, bring your vision for yourself. What's your vision? And bring it in a form that it could be put on a board, like a picture of yourself doing that thing that you want to do. And we could have a great big board and everybody put their vision on the board. And next year, come back and see how far you've gotten or what you've accomplished. We happen to have Christmas dinner in the same place every year. So it would be nice, like a year later, to see if you've accomplished.
And Henrietta, this is Jill. I asked a couple of my friends today, I just thought of it. They had, majority of them had children, and I was asking as far as what conversations should you or should you not have for the holidays. And it was interesting, about three of them out of maybe six or seven said when to bring, how old the kids should be when they tell them that Santa Claus does not exist. And I thought that was so cute, because that is
what,
like,
what are you talking about, Gio? What did you
say? I think you have not had
maybe
that conversation.
We should have had that conversation, Jill.
Oops. I just, I'm sorry, all you listeners out there that are listening, you know, maybe this will come to my house. Oh my goodness. But that was like, that was really, you know, one person said to me the other day, what age should the child be when they stop giving them a bunch of presents because now she's a grandmother? I thought that was interesting too. I think, you know, you can always give a little gift. You don't have to give, you know, your 30-year-old 10 or 15 gifts. But I think it was just two things that came up that I thought was pretty interesting. That one about Santa Claus, that's a big topic this year, because kids are about, I guess they were turning 8 or 9, or 10, I can't remember. But, yeah, that was something that came up that I wanted to just kind of throw out there to you all.
Mm.
Back to you, Henrietta.
That's a good one. you know, I was reminding me of the story that my daughter convinced me that there was no Santa Claus. Okay, she convinced me, and I was like, yes, there is, yes, there is. And so I just said, okay, we did it. And we were going to spend the night at my sister's, you know, on Christmas Eve. And then all of a sudden she said, no, but I want to stay at home. Well, I didn't get the reason she wanted to stay at home. So I took all of her gifts over to my sister's house, you know. And so we woke up, and she said, Mom, see, I told you there was no Santa Claus. And I said, what are you talking about? There, you know, he didn't come, he didn't come. I was like, I bet he dropped everything off at your aunt's house because that's where we were supposed to be. Did you call him and tell him that we weren't going to spend the night off?
Yeah.
I told my sister, I said, did Santa Claus leave on these stuff over there? And my sister was on the phone like, excuse me, did Santa leave all these stuff over there? Yes, I told you, we'll be right over because Santa got confused. And he thought we were spending the night over there. So, of course, you know, when we got there, everything was there.
So, was your gift a straight jacket?
Yes, I went to the bar. I went to the bar.
Oh, my God. You really went out there.
The International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and you are on with all of the hosts of the talk show team. Jerry is low-key tonight because he's been on the seas, and he's just kind of getting back. But, of course, you know he did give his Kwanzaa principles, which he will do. Glenn is on, Jill is on, and I'm Henrietta in Chicago. And we are discussing conversations for the holidays. What kind of conversations? When you come up with some real good ones, just wanted to make you aware to go to blacksummit.org and see if there's a summit share coming soon in your area. And, you know, just get some other information. I know there's a facilitator retreat coming up, leadership body retreat in January. So, you know, stay tuned for more information about that. Next Sunday is one of my favorite Sundays, which is the Sunday when we do the Christmas music and the Christmas carols. And so we'll have people call in and sing. We'll have Jerry's going to put some Christmas music on Facebook, on his Facebook page. And so next Sunday is Music Sunday. So all of you people who always wanted to be on American Idol, you can be on Black Summit Idol next Sunday. And sing to your heart's content. And Simon Cowell will not be there, but Glenn will be there.
That's right. And I will be pulling the mute button on the mic if you ain't right. Okay.
That's funny. We're going to have a ball next Sunday, same time, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Christmas music with the Summit Talk Show team. Carols, whatever you want to sing, if you just want to talk about the song that you love. But we're going to get some people on here to sing. We got to get Sean. You remember Sean, who was on the show earlier this year? He has a beautiful voice. I'm going to ask him to call in and some other people. You know, maybe I can get Maggie Brown, who was at the opening ceremony. But just call some of your friends that you love to hear their voices and ask them to join the Summit Talk Show team next Sunday. Then on the 18th of December, we are going to give you some ideas about gifts. We did that tonight a little bit, but some alternative gifts, cultural ideas, you know, how to have Christmas without going into debt. We're going to talk about on the 18th of December. And then on Christmas Day, we will be talking to you live and from Christmas to Kwanzaa. So we'll be moving in a different part of the holiday going into the new year. And then on the first Sunday, which is January 1st, actually, we're going to complete on 2011. And we'd like you to call in and share what you're completing on and what you are moving into. We're going to acknowledge, you know, what we've done, what we've accomplished, what our goals were for 2011 and whether we made it or not to completion, or we're just completing. Just plain old ordinary completion on something. And then what our goals are for 2012. So we have a lot of fun planned. Nothing serious. Nothing serious for the next 5 weeks. We're just going to have a good, good time. And the truth is we don't really want to meet to plan anything for the rest of the year. So that way we can concentrate on the fun. So, any other announcements?
I'd like to acknowledge. Go ahead, Glenn.
That the summit is going to be in Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham! In the Beaver.
Going to be in Bama.
close to Atlanta.
That's right.
Yes,
it's right
down the road.
And,
right.
And it's a historic. You know, I'm reminded of the history of the civil rights movement and how Alabama and Birmingham specifically was a focal point for that. And so I'm really looking forward to it. You know, 2012 is going to be one of those years. It's going to be very pivotal. I say it's going to be critical for us as a country. And us as a global entity. So, I'm excited about it and looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun.
I also, Henriette, I want to, this is Jill, I want to remind everyone to hit like. You can find us on Facebook, International Black Summit. Check us out and hit like. Back to you.
Okay. Jerry, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. So you have any announcements, any upcoming shows for you, end of the year stuff going on?
Well, very soon I'm going to have my own blog talk show.
Uh-huh.
And that's supposed to be coming in about next week or the following week. And I'm just trying to do, just be part of the conversation, International Black Summit, and just keep on impacting our people of Black African descent.
Okay.
Just be in the mix, be down, be with the struggle, and go more and go and point about and learn more about the civil rights movement too. You know, it's all, like I told anybody, it's always good to study, but to experience it that our people had to endure during the civil rights movement, I feel for me personally, it gave me a great appreciation, especially us as International Black Summit, that we got to keep this conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
That is a must, that we have to lead the charge. What the civil rights movement has lead us, even the Black Nationalist movement too. And I'm very looking forward to us. We keep on taking on this conversation of different ladders of the world. and that's what I'm looking for Birmingham. I'm looking forward to this, be part of the talk show team, to push. One struggle going, another struggle, we got to continue. So I'm looking forward, you know, just pushing this blog talk and keep on having my show and I just want to be part of it. I just want to join the team. I just want to play my part. Back at you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Kira. we're looking at intention. I'd like for everybody to go to blogtalkradio.com and go to Transformative Talk. That's a program that I do every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. It's called 15 Minutes of Heaven in 2011. And it's a 15-minute, really quick, to-the-point metaphysics lesson. And today's lesson was on Joseph and the dilemma he was in when he found out that his fiance was pregnant. So, you know, when you get a moment, go to Transformative Talk at blogtalkradio.com. And I'm there every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. And also looking forward to Kwanzaa. You know, looking forward to Kwanzaa. If you all have any ideas for shows for 2012, we would really love to hear what you'd like to talk about, what you'd like to discuss. We are so thankful for your participation for the last years, year after year after year that you've been with us. We are so thankful for you. We want to have fun for the next 3-4 weeks. So next week, remember, bring your singing voice. We're going to have the Black Summit Idol next Sunday, December 11th, 7 Central Time, 8 Eastern Time. So we have about 3 minutes left. And what you going to say next week, Jill?
I would like, if Jerry has the oxygen room number, if you could share it with our audience. We will be in the oxygen room this evening and every evening from 9 to 9:30, and it's a way to continue the conversation. Jerry?
All right, the number. Oh, I went blank.
Oh, okay, wait, I think I have it. It's 218. Is it a 218?
Yeah, all right, I got it. 218-862-6420. Access code is 797-4834 pound. And then, like Jill said, we will go in the oxygen room after the show every Sunday, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Back at you.
All right, so Jill, you got out of that question.
I'm sorry, what was your question again? I'm sorry.
Okay, what are you going to sing next week?
What am I going to sing? Oh,
people will be waiting. Jill's going to sing.
I have no idea.
Okay, Glenn, what are you going to sing next week?
If I sing anything, and that's if I sing anything, it will be the Hallelujah Messiah.
Oh, my God, you picked the hardest piece in the universe. Oh, my God. The Hallelujah
that's
chorus?
Yeah. I love
that. Oh, my God.
That's one of my favorite songs when I was in the choir. I love hearing it. And so, you know, like that.
Okay. Okay, Jerry, what are you going to sing next week?
I don't know. I gotta go through my list.
Okay.
I think it's gotta be nice and short, so I gotta go through the list. I cook or something. I get some.
Okay. Well, my favorite song, which I am not going to sing, but I may find it so I can play it, is Let It Snow by Boyz II Men.